Are we on the air? Oh, hi. This is Sally Elcordi, and I am guest hosting today for Ingrid Castle, and this program is called Immunize Wisely. Now, the woman that I'm about to interview is from Australia. Her name is Tracy Jagger, and she and I have been Facebook friends for a very long time, and her posts are so interesting, and she has really been teaching herself, I don't know for how long, maybe even 2 decades, I'm not sure. But if you want some wisdom, I would listen to Tracy Jagger. So I hope she's on the line. Are you there, Tracy?
Hi, Sally. Yes, I am. Thank you.
How long have you been researching vaccines now?
It's been 24 years since my baby died. I didn't know straight away about how it happened. Sorry, I'm quite nervous. I probably found out, well, my daughter's 17 and she's fully not vaccinated. So maybe 18, 19 years. I started, maybe 20. Maybe it is 20. I've had a lot of traumas, so my memories aren't the best, and there's a lot packed into one, and I get very nervous public speaking people, so I'm sorry, but I'll do my best. So my posts over the years do have a lot of information. It's just my brain's like a very full computer that needs some defragging. And so that answers that question and a little bit about the start of me, I guess, Sally.
Well, I'm glad that you recommended I get Tracy, that you're Tracy, that I got Alona Lon on. I've interviewed her before, and we had Skype problems for the last interview, but she was a very good and interesting and super active woman. I just couldn't be more impressed. So she's the one who has taken the ball and run with it for October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month and rattled off an immense number of actions taking place. I hope you're participating in one or more of them.
Alana is amazing, and I was hoping she'd be on, and I wouldn't be on not much, because she definitely knows how to say exactly what I'm thinking. She just articulates it so well, and the IMOP group, hopefully the Involuntary Medical Objectors Party, will. We need a Victorian representative. It can't be me. Sadly, it's too much. I'm a massive target already. I've got DHS again. Sorry.
Sweetheart.
Try to come steal my son. And I wasn't going to stop not doing this today because they want me to not do this. So I have to do this. So yeah. Wow, I'm shaking so much. I hate that I can't get it right. I don't need to. I'm sorry.
Well,
This is
sweetheart, I
what.
didn't know, I didn't realize you were still under attack. You lost your
No.
baby a long time
Yeah.
ago. Why are they
Oh,
harassing
continual
you?
attacks, continual attacks. This one is false accusations. We think it's from my son's ex because we're going to a trial to expose her lies. We need to contact Pauline Hanson because definitely they make up the lies. I've given the report from her doctor saying she's delusional, but my son hasn't got to see his daughter for. Since January, then she's gone and vaccinated, even though they both agreed not to vaccinate. And she's lying and saying, "Oh, he wouldn't let her vaccinate." So it comes back to the vaccine issue, a big of it.
Oh
When,
no, you're, oh
yeah,
God, oh
when
no.
in hospital they had to fight to say no vaccine for my granddaughter. She, thank goodness, she wasn't poisoned for a year. Sadly, now she's poisoned. I noticed it when I saw her up the street. We don't get to see her. It's just absolutely horrific how the system is just failing in so many levels. And vaccines. So with DHS, they brought up about vaccines. I said, well, it's not compulsory. I'm homeschooling. It was a year since Jordan's dad died 2 days ago. The hospital killed him with a shot of haloperidol given without consent. He died by the next day. And They now are just trying to come and get me again, and I'm just sick of it. Yes, so since Adrian's death, so for everyone, I'm falsely accused of shaken baby syndrome. Vaccine-induced encephalitis simulates shaken baby syndrome. I was at night school. I came home to my boyfriend resuscitating my baby. I didn't know. You know, he had, as far as we knew, he choked on his sick, he stopped breathing, and Michael tried to resuscitate him. My boyfriend was such a gentle man, there's no way on earth he would ever have done anything. But so he got flown. So 9:11, I called the ambulance. 9:54, they finally got him some oxygen into him. So I believe the collapse was a result of the vaccines and the damage there. And they finished him off in the ambulance, and then the ambulance then tried to put the blame onto us with the shaken baby syndrome.
Well, that's typical. 24
years ago.
That is
24 years ago.
Yeah, 24 years ago. Well, you know, this is the whole thing about shaken baby syndrome. They can't prove it. They are now forced to say other things, because if the neck is not damaged, then you have not shaken your baby. And right here in America, they have to now accuse the parents of co-sleeping. Even if the child falls asleep on the daddy's chest, that's co-sleeping, and they are then accused of that. But it does not carry a jail sentence or even the threat of such with it. But they're always blaming the parents for the vaccination. And it's unspeakable that this is happening. And we are honoring Christina England because she has brought this out. Her book, and I hope you read it, The Vaccination Policy in the UK Government and How They Go Around the World to entrap the parent and accuse the parent of what is a vaccine reaction. And Dr. Vera Scheibner has said, conservatively, 1 in 10 children are dying from vaccination as infants. Not conservatively, 15%. So how are they? They're accusing all these. You're going to fill the jails. I know certainly they are in America.
I've actually stayed with Vera Scheibner. I'm privileged to stay with her, and I've communicated with Christina. I'm very thankful for her books as well, because she's got to experience a lot of falsely accused parents in the past. Sally in the UK, who died she went to prison, but sadly after when she came right. out, she died of a broken heart, because this is with you forever. She lost two of her kids and went to prison for killing her children. Imagine how she would have been treated in there. You know, if I had been not at night school, I could have been that one in prison. They bashed my boyfriend, then they went after me. And they stole my second son within 24 hours of birth and had to fight to take him home. I was very fortunate that I was successful. I was successful at the time, but at the moment, it's a different world. That was 24 years ago. Now, like, thank goodness that Pauline Hanson is going to have a new this commission or whatever, the family law system, because it's outrageous. Like, we can't even have a full jury trial because it's in a magistrate's court, not in a higher court. So we're now subjected to one judge. No, we don't want just one judge. That's not right. It's not right, because we know how easy one judge. Yeah, I'm not. It's just wrong.
So this pertains to a child. This hearing or this court case pertains to
my
a child.
Son, my yes? son and my grandchild. Right. My son is potentially going to go to jail. Yeah, my son is potentially going to go to jail because of her false accusations, and it's just outrageous what's going on right now. They give a brief where the computer error clearly has a magenta colour going straight through the middle to make it look like there's bruising that's not even there. He discovered her having an affair, and she went and claimed false allegations that he was abusing her. It's outrageous. It's unbelievable what's happening. And then how's this? She claims that several months earlier when she went to the hospital when she fell down the stairs, oh, he actually abused me that time. And he's been charged for that as well. It is absurd what's going on right now. This is to distract me as well from, you know, the vaccine stuff and getting my case and justice
for Adrian, because, you know, I'm still falsely accused of shaken baby syndrome in an open finding, and I want the case reopened, but I'm up against multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical companies, basically. So I've just been trying to live my life with my little boy because his dad's dead now, because they killed him with a shot of haloperidol given without consent. But yeah, here I'm a massive target now. Here you go, world. I've kept it quiet.
Tracy. You poor dear, this is absolutely horrendous. What more can you lose? I mean, they're vaccinating. That woman is vaccinating your grandchild now.
Yep, I know. You know how heartbreaking that is?
God. Yes, yes, I do.
Even more heartbreaking that they're going to try and get Jordan, and if they put him in foster care, then they'll vaccinate him. Oh, my God.
The first thing they do here... That's the first thing they do here. When they take a child, they don't take them with their vaccine records. They just revaccinate him with everything that he should have had by then.
Poor kids, even worse, attack on the immune system. Oh, this has gone different. I never know how it's going to go. I've got all books from Nexus Magazine here and different studies. And Nexus Magazine, everyone, you've got to get Nexus Magazine. Like, if only I had Nexus Magazine in my life would be different, like, as a teenager. If the kids don't want to listen, get the Nexus Magazine around the house, because it truly is an eye-opener. Like, 1993, 95, 98, it's just... three magazines I have here from Nexus that have got vaccines in it. Vaccines, Lies and Statistics with Greg Beattie, Vera Schreibner on the shaken baby syndrome, 1998. I've got about 100 of them up in a storage unit in Queensland, and I'm gutted because February, March 1995 had about vaccination and delusion, I think it was, and that's the first month I got Adrian vaccinated. So had I seen that, I was always needle phobic. I hated vaccination. I hated needles. My friends in high school, so-called friends, used to get the pacer pencils and go, needle time, needle time. That's how much I hated needles. That's how much the health nurse convinced me that I need to get my child vaccinated. Otherwise, you know, something could go wrong. You know, they never, ever, ever give you true informed consent. It's a lie. It's a total, total lie. And it's professional negligence, because surely they would know. Surely parents would have come to them. Now, they're either just want to remain ignorant and really not believe. Like, my daughter lives with a beautiful family, so she's going to school. She wants to go to school, because I was up in Queensland with my younger son's dad that had leukemia. And sadly, he chose the chemo path. That was heartbreaking as well. Watching him turn into a skeleton, and then for the final haloperidol given without consent, bang, dead. But sorry, there's just so much going on. It's just absolutely crazy on every level. I'm lost where I was at. I'm sorry, Sally, help me.
Well, I'm overcome. I had no idea that you were going through all of this, and you know, it was very amazing that you did come on, considering how much you are dealing with. Oh, I feel so... I mean, I just thought that it was taking you 20 years to talk about a child you had lost. I didn't realize that this nightmare was extending into your current life and into your grandchild's life. I am so sad to hear all of this, Tracy. You poor dear. I wish I could reach through this radio station and hug and hold you.
Thanks. Bali's been my savior. I love Bali. Jordan loves Bali. We want to get back to Bali. It's cheap. We've got accommodation paid there for the next 6 years left. Where Jordan's dad, we're all supposed to be there co-parenting, and he's not, and yeah. the threat, I can't even be in my own house right now because they have established risk of harm now. Like, I have to literally go somewhere else to get into a different region for an independent assessment, because these people are so biased down here because I beat them several times, and So disclosure, of course I'm crying because I'm talking about sad things, but when I'm not talking about sad things, I'm a perfectly fine parent, because I have to say this, because that's how it is anyway, because they're using this against me. Of course I have PTSD, everything I've gone through, and then they're trying to go, oh, so how are you managing? What kind of help are you getting? Well, I use cognitive behavioural therapy. I try and enjoy what I'm doing at the time and not have to endure what they're putting me through. I told them they're the perpetrators of domestic violence against me right now. They're the ones, the most threat of stealing my child, the most threat of doing harm to my child, and they're causing me harm right now. And it's just absolutely outrageous. I'm very thankful that I have a wonderful man, Trevor, that's 73, that lost his wife 2 years ago. We were all friends, and he's helping me out now. Otherwise, I definitely couldn't be down this region. You know, I'm in a beautiful farmlet at the moment because I can't even be in my own house. That's how bad it is.
It sounds like you can't be in your own house. Oh my God. Oh, Tracy. I don't even know what to say. I've never interviewed anybody who is in the midst of so much turmoil and personal endangerment. But all I can say is, you have done so much to educate so many. And right now, if we were to stop the clock and count how many people may have paused before they vaccinated their children because of you, we would have a significant number. So many people have you to thank. They don't come out and they don't thank you. They never do. But I wish to God they would, because you need to hear. You need to hear how many people you've educated. And if there's anyone who hears this and you have paused because Tracy's research and her conscientiousness towards sharing it, I want you to thank her. Please, something good has got to come from this. Perhaps it was your education and the fact that your child is well because of Tracy.
Thanks. I know that Adrian died for this reason. I know that this is why I've had to go through this crap, because God just gives it to those he thinks can cope with it. And I've got a beautiful church now in Bali, Kingdom City, Bali. I want to be there, and Jordan loves it. He goes to Sunday school, and they've just really welcomed us as a family. It's just so beautiful there, and I just really, really want to be there, and I want to start a business. And I've had lots of plans for a long time, but then my brother died 2 years ago, then Ralph a year ago, and then just continual battles. Like, Jordan got pneumonia, and of course that was never had antibiotics before in his life, and they just wanted to give one willy-nilly, and no. Until you establish it's viral or bacterial, you're not giving him antibiotics. I had to fight there. How's this, right? She's taking his first blood test. I'm like, well, can I get the blood group, considering you're taking blood for the first time? She goes, oh, tell you what, if you start antibiotics, I'll give you the blood type. And I said, you're not going to blackmail me. She's trying to blackmail me. So I was yelling it to everyone. She's trying to blackmail me. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. I said, yes, you are. And so I haven't got to put that complaint in because, yeah, I'm too busy dealing with everything else. So that then we got transferred to another hospital. Again, I had to fight. No, you're not just going to give an antibiotic willy-nilly. And so it turns out it was bacterial, but the one they would have given wouldn't have worked. They admitted that. So he was on antibiotics for the first time ever. Now, he had four doses and he had three adverse reactions. He had to go back on oxygen. He was screaming in pain just as awake and asleep. And the other one was adverse nightmares, unbelievable nightmares. Like, you know, you can tell when your kid's having a nightmare. And so I looked it up, and there had actually been links to nightmares and antibiotics. Can you believe that? That's how powerful an antibiotic is. People just, my sister, which saddens me, they're doctor lovers and they keep, she's starting to be awake, but they still do the antibiotics. So, oh yeah, I've got antibiotics in the cupboard. I'll just go grab that. I'm like, that's even the worst style. That's why we've got the super bugs. And anyway, so in the end, I refused the fourth dose of the antibiotic because fifth dose, because he had three of four reactions. So, yeah, I hope I'm saying that right. So And I had a doctor friend that I'd been on the phone with, talking the whole time and communicating with. And then, so I asked this other doctor, I'm like, oh, what's a, he goes, it could be a Herxheimer reaction. This doctor didn't even know what a Herxheimer reaction was, right? It's like, these are our pediatricians in the top freaking hospitals treating our children and doesn't even know what a Herxheimer reaction is. Like, that is something that they should know. Like, it's a reaction to the toxins released from things dying off, or depends on different stuff, like similar to that. But he should know what a Herxheimer reaction is. But yeah, so guess who comes? They send me home in a taxi with my son, and then the next day, child services are knocking on my door. That's how much arseholes are. They go, oh, we want to see how Jordan is because we've had a report. I go, we're fine. We got sent home in a taxi by the hospital yesterday. Jordan wanted to stay at the hospital because it had the really good kids room up there with everything you can imagine, like the Starlight, you know, one for the cancer kids and stuff. So he loved it. So they can't say we wanted to come home. They sent us home. Then they sent child services on us the next day. And so then I got my mum to come take Jordan and go to a different region. I went, got an independent assessment, not from these bullies down here. And it turns out it was because I refused the fifth dose of the antibiotic. Yeah. So I won on that one, but I ended up going to Bali again with my daughter and Jordan. Daughter's a couple of weeks because she's at top-level high school. And Jordan, we've loving it. We went for 2 months. And, yeah, so then I come back and my son had the issues with his ex who's made the false allegations when he caught her having the affair. And now after him needing to come and live with me, we think it's her that's made the false allegations about he is on meth and dealing meth, like unbelievable. And then so they bring two policemen around with two child services workers. I'm like, nah, until you have paperwork, you're not coming in. That's it, go. And then so I'm in Bali. I find out they come again while I'm in Bali. So I ring them up and find out I didn't come home. And then they're like, oh, we've had also reports, Jordan's speech, he's not at homeschool and he's not immunised. I go, I would never legally poison him with vaccinating, and it's not illegal to homeschool. I was told that because I'm leaving the country, I don't have to do the registration here. I've got the lease to show that we're going to be living there. So, yeah, so now I have to go through this paperwork bullcrap. Thank God it's school holidays right now. Yeah, so I have the threat of them trying to get me. When I go anywhere, if I want to go to my house, they could come around. It's not right. It's not right. I told him I'm going to get public support on this, because when I told him about Sin, I, and Chase and the 4 million views, I said 4 million people, I said it wrong. She goes, oh, 4 million people. I go, oh, sorry. Maybe some people watched it twice, so it's 2 million people. And she was just like laughing at it. So there you go, people. I'm saying this because it's for Jordan. This is for my son. We all know what's happening with Noah, and they've stolen Noah over there somewhere. We see that circulated, how easily they can just steal them. Oh, shit, it just makes me feel so sick, the thought of it, because they could easily just do it again.
I'm so sorry, Tracy.
This is why I haven't been on. I haven't wanted to expose myself more, but now they've made me do this. They've made me had to go public because I need the army behind me this time. I can't do it by myself.
So you can't even go home. I mean, that's really, really bad.
Yeah, it's
home
it's
is supposed
right.
to be where you're safe.
Home is where I've been paying rent for so long at this joint, like even when Rolf had the leukemia, and I've just had so many goals to have it finally finished. It's beautiful. It's just got so much clutter that I need to get somewhere, and I can't just get rid of it. It's got Adrian's stuff, it's got Rolf's stuff, so I have to be able to go through it, but I can't even be here to go through it. Anyway, I want to look at selling this to someone else that can realize the dream of a combination. And then I'll be able to buy a container and hopefully get it to Bali. Yeah, that's what I need to do, because I need to retire. Not that I do, because when I'm in Bali, I'm always spreading the word anyway, which I shouldn't say because I'll try and stop me from getting to Bali, but I'll spread the word more here if they stop me from getting to Bali. So it's crazy for them to do that. But, you know, they don't care. I'm just a number to them.
No. Right. Right. They don't care. They really don't care.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
we care about you. We are you. We are you. I have 10 members of my family dead or injured from vaccines. It's a sad, sad place to be, you know? And so many other people do, too. They just don't realize that their kids' problems are rooted in vaccines. And everything comes down to a vaccine or ends with a vaccine. Look what's happening right now. The woman who's got your grandchild is using vaccines to deflect her own infidelity. I mean, it's outrageous, you know, how you say vaccine. Oh, well, everything changed.
Yeah, it's she's really good at manipulating the system, because if he gets found guilty, she'll get a payment from victims of crime as well.
Well, as long as she keeps talking about vaccines and that she's a pro-vaxxer, I'm sure they'll all be on her side no matter what the scenario is. I have actually spoken to people here in the United States and said, please don't get a divorce for your child's sake, so that they don't take your divorce out on your child. Because once that's one of the questions. What is your vaccine status? What is, you know, it's one of the things during discovery is finding out how you feel about vaccines, the position. The kid goes to the vaccinator. The kid always goes to the vaccinator. And then they take the child out and vaccinate him right away. So I actually say to people, listen, please, just part ways. Don't involve the courts. If you have children, for God's sake, just part. Don't make it'll become all about vaccines and your child's vaccine status and force vaccinating your child.
Yeah, and it's sad that these are the kind of questions you need to ask when you're dating someone.
Don't shoot.
It's a different world these days. It's such a different world. It's a different world. But I would never, and anyone I ever know knows that I would never, ever, ever. And they know my response if you ever try and come near my son with the vaccine as well. So, yeah.
But the child's mother didn't vaccinate the child until she had the affair.
Yeah, exactly. It shouldn't be right.
So what
it should
be. Hell?
Yeah. I know. And that's also to put it in child. You put my granddaughter in childcare because you don't get the subsidy here if you don't vaccinate. You don't get paid. You get a government subsidy to vaccinate, like a lot of dollars it's worth these days. Like if you're a working mother, like before, our system's just crazy. But now to punish a parent based on the vaccine status, I thought it was against that Nuremberg code, however you say it. Because
Nuremberg.
It's out, right? Yeah, that one, Nuremberg code. Like I'm losing $28 a fortnight per child, which is, I don't care. I would never, even for $1 billion, I would never do it. But for people that are working, like, yeah, they have to change lifestyles because they're probably just working to pay childcare fees because they're not getting any childcare rebate if they're not legally poisoning their child. That comes to, but you still don't do it. You have to work around it. You can't just vaccinate. Like if you ever have a child die, you give up every single thing you have to have them back. So it works nothing.
We're going to break now, and we're going to come back soon. You're listening to Immunize Wisely, Ingrid Castle's program. My guest is Tracy Jagger. My name is Sally L. Cordy, and we will be back shortly.
Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your public broadcasting network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hi there, everybody. This is Sally Olcordy. I'm the guest host for Ingrid Castle's program, Immunize Wisely, and my guest is Tracy Jagger. She has chosen to speak for the second half of this program about shaken baby syndrome so she can educate the general public and especially new parents about this. Please proceed, Tracy.
Thank you, Sally. Yeah, I've chosen this one because there's a lot of falsely accused parents out there that never get to have a voice. A lot are even suppressed by the court, so they can't have a voice. And they actually never get charged with through the courts officially. And the child system, the child so-called welfare system, what is it, DHS in some states is called, DOCS, FACS. They just take your child, and I've got a couple in New South Wales that actually have two of their children stolen right now. One had seizures, which I reckon from a vaccine, or there's other issues that happened with him at birth, but they don't look at any of that. And then, so the father's been falsely accused, and then they did everything that they were told to by the child services department. And then when they had the next baby, the new baby was stolen immediately, like I think within hours. And they're still fighting to get them home, and they never had actually a proper trial. So there's a lot of parents that don't actually have a voice that are suffering out there. So sometimes when you're in the shops, you know, we can be a bit down, and you know, we got a lot going on. So just kind of maybe think sometimes that people don't mean to be mean. but especially if you lost your kids at the time, when my kids were taken, oh my goodness, it's just the worst feeling. And yeah, it's really horrible. It affects every aspect of your life. So then you've also got ones that are actually incarcerated. J.B. Rowe, he is another guy that's been in the news lately in Australia, and they're trying to get the laws changed about how things are presented, I think, for him. I was reading recently, because it's just not right. Like, if I was to have a trial right now, oh, man, because I am outspoken and I do get angry, especially of all these years, my response is anger. Can be, especially if you cross me. I'm beautiful to be a friend with, but if you cross me, then I'll retaliate harder, because that's generally when the police do what they do to you, that's how you kind of get programmed to respond. They do mentally torture you. So it's been a prison with no walls sometimes, but I'm also thankful that I've got my other beautiful children. But I just wish it would stop. But, yeah, I'm very thankful that I'm not in jail. Michael's not in jail. He had a breakdown, though. He lost his house. Lots of people's lives all around. Like, I'm part of a falsely accused groups, and it's just horrific that people's lives are totally turned upside down. They lose their houses, their friends, the community judges them, because sometimes a child can have broken bones, but they're not looking at rickets and lack of vitamin D and so many different genetic conditions, especially after being vaccinated, with the deletions that can be happening with what the vaccines cause. Like, you know, all these rare diseases now, it's not just because we can diagnose them, it's because of all the separate vaccines that are being given. It's just mutating the bodies and deleting the gene sequencing. So that's why you have all these different genetic issues. It's you know, what it's a captain obvious to those of us that are awake, but it's just, it's crazy how, like, ironically, these magazines are so old, and one of them was with Dr. Andrew Catalaris in it, next to Vera Shriver's one, who he actually took me to see Vera. And he's, ironically as well, he's been helping me with Adrian's case, but he refuses to look at the vaccines. He will only talk about what happened in the ambulance and the hypoxia in the ambulance. So for all these years, I could have chosen, like, to have my innocence proven, but I know I'm innocent. I want the full truth proven. It's not just the ambulance that he died. If he hadn't had these vaccines, he wouldn't have collapsed to start with. My life wouldn't have been the way it is if I'd have been given true informed consent about the vaccines from the start, and I wasn't. And parents never are given true informed consent. We are never given that vaccine insert. The one that used to have on the Tripedia vaccine insert, I think page 13 or 11 or something, which is now being taken off the internet, of it included autism and SIDS as an adverse reaction. You know, it's a captain obvious when you think about it. I'd rather my child catch something through the air that goes through the respiratory system and they're sick for a week or 2 weeks, instead of having four live viruses injected into one, measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, all in one that had never been tested together. Like, that's how I put it to people. Like, yeah, all right, so what, he gets the measles? The Brady Bunch loved it when they got to stay home with the measles. I'm going off track a bit, but it's about vaccines. And the vaccines have just brainwashed so many people's lives that it's now us and them. Like, they talk about being racist and equality, given the LGBTs and all that, all this equality, but they totally treat us like we're lepers. And it's like as if my child that has no live viruses injected into him can be a danger to your child that's had the live viruses injected into him. It's like, think about it. I'm more scared of you, people. Like, seriously. I normally say that in a different way, but that's the politest way. Like, I don't want my son around those shedders. That's how I feel. I don't want him around those kids that could shed on him. So, yeah, I prefer the non-vaccinated community, and it's a lot healthier. They look at things differently. They're awake. They don't look at you like you're crazy. But also, so we've got to start seeing, like, because we're juries as well. So a lot of the falsely accused parents do get a jury, and we need to spread the word that it could be other things other than the parents just gone and violently shaken the child, because is, you know, I've actually rang up the police in the past with one of the babysitters, Kenny Pat Jenkins, and I was, I kept going. I got onto the police that was investigating the case, and that was, yeah, I saw that that didn't go as bad as it could have been, I believe, if I hadn't called the police. But, and they actually listened. So, I was, yeah, that's one people I can say that I feel I did help. So that's good. Am I still there? I'm a bit blank.
Yeah, you're still here. I just was letting you speak, you know, because...
Oh, that's all right. I was dead quiet. Sometimes I just, you know, talk to my mom and there's no one there anymore. Yeah.
So that I don't interrupt you, and I have a dog, so I didn't want him to interrupt you. But sure. No, what you're talking about is very serious. And, you know, I have interviewed one man who they were moving to maximum security before they moved him there, and the jail allowed him to be interviewed. But, and I've interviewed a couple who, oh boy, their child at 5 months had received 29 doses of vaccines and 8 right before she was rushed to the hospital. And the doctor said, can we have the child's organs? And they did not know if the child was dead. So they said no. And he said, well, then you must have shaken your baby. And
there were police
right there to arrest them.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
It's... our world is just mental right now. Seriously, it just does my head in a lot because it's just hard to fathom how cruel and just callous and uncaring. It's just Bali, 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 Bali is what I think of. That's my cognitive behavioral thought is Bali. It is just I need to get to Bali.
Whatever makes you happy, whatever your happiness is, you know. But, yeah, no, this is happening all the time. And I saw the movie. Did you see that movie? I just saw the end of it, unfortunately. I didn't see the whole thing called The Syndrome.
I was going to talk about The Syndrome. I can't watch it. It just caused me to break down. But I saw this trailer of it. Meryl Goldsmith, I think it is. And, totally recommend people seeing that. I can't watch it, actually. I probably should, since I'm trying to face everything now. I definitely know about it. And I try and avoid stuff sometimes that are too painful, like especially the last few years since my brother's death. I used to be someone that just, bang, I'm going to face it head on. But it's been a lot harder after so many rounds of a boxing match, I guess it feels like. and especially with Jordan, I've got to pick my priorities too. Like Jordan is my number one now that Rolf's not here. And I still get to talk about vaccines. Even going to the healer, my driver that picked me up, I got to talk about it to him. So little bits here and there.
You know what I do with drivers, cabs here in New York. I always pack at least 2 boxes of cards with me. And I will talk, you know, let's say I'm going to Manhattan. I will talk to the driver about vaccines. And if they have children, they're really interested. And I said, well, I tell you what, if you will give one of these cards to every family that you drive, I will leave you with a box of them. And so I literally, every time I take a cab, I bring an extra box of cards with me, and I do leave them. And, some of them don't want it, but others quite definitely do. And if you are a cab driver, you have this, you know, an audience, a built-in audience. You meet how many people a day, and you have long conversations with them. So it gives you an opportunity. A friend of mine who does drive a cab uses that opportunity to educate the people in her cab. So there are endless opportunities to educate standing at a bus stop, I do that twice a week for 3 hours a night. And strangely enough, the stop I chose because it had five lines that run through it, they have now three of those lines skip that stop. It's down to two lines now. But, I mean, I'm just saying. But, you know, you have to do, everybody who is awake and aware has to speak out. Now, I have left everybody who's ever been at my bus stop, I call my bus stop, a card. And I say, I'm looking for people like you, let's say grandmother, to get active with me. Will you call me tomorrow, please? Because everyone leaves with my phone number. And so we can get active together. Always the answer is yes, yes, yes. The phone has yet to ring. So I'm just saying, it's a long, arduous endeavor. I had a friend who died from chemotherapy who used to distribute 250 cards every 2 weeks. He was always saying, got more of those cards? I need more of those cards. I just loved him. Oh, my God. You know what cards I distribute now? You're going to die laughing. I have a picture of him distributing cards. So he's on one side, and the information is, you know, informative links on the back. But now I distribute him distributing cards. That's my honoring all of his activism.
Yeah, nice. Wow. I have brochures from Stephanie Messenger when they did their campaign, and on the front it says, vaccination kill my baby. And then there's, is the HPV vaccine causing infertility? And do vaccines cause autism? Safe means free from harm. Yeah. There's no do no harm anymore. Oh, well. So Dr. John Pierce, his VCAT scheduled hearing is November the 12th. So hopefully it's an open hearing. I'm not sure if Alana spoke about him at all.
No. Tell me about him.
He's a wonderful, caring, genuine doctor that he's been persecuted by APRA, pretty much Big Pharma's puppet regulator. In regards to, he gave 300 exemptions, I think, for vaccines for his patients because he saw the true damage that was occurring. So as a non-paid-off doctor, he was, you know, allowing his patients to have real exemptions as he made that real assessment as a very long-term doctor. He's 73, I think, now. And, yeah, so, of course, they persecuted him, took off his medical registration, and he's fighting in the courts to prove that, no, what he's saying about the vaccines is actually true. And, yeah, they can cause damage. So we need to get a big behind him, November the 12th.
Well, November the 12th is his hearing, is his trial. What do they have
in time?
In Melbourne time, yeah, but why is he going to court?
Oh, because he gave parents exemptions on vaccines. They're bullying him. That's what they do to doctors here.
Well, Dr. Carley, you've heard me interview her a million times, right? She used to write medical exemptions. She just wrote a scientific exemption that went around the world for International Vaccine Injury Awareness Day, June 2nd. It was really June 3rd, but June 2nd was a Sunday, a weekend. And after that, she disappeared. They literally disappeared her. And she called me from the car that she was stolen in and said, don't let the world not know about this. So I made a radio show telling people what was happening to her. But this was 2 days after everyone all over the world brought out her scientific exemption. And I reached out to her actually to write this because I had interviewed this woman who could not get a religious exemption in New York State. She lived in New York City, and we had them then, but she still couldn't get one. She had to go through the Inquisition, which is a group of highly paid people who are basically assigned to tell you that your religious convictions haven't convinced them. okay? And she went through this four times, and finally she pulled her child. She quit her job. She's the sole support of her family and homeschooled, and then she was threatened by CPS. She moved to another state where they introduced a bill to remove exemptions. And I had an interview with her. It was the bleakest interview, as sad as this one is. Let me tell you, I'll be honest, Tracy, I'm overwhelmed by how difficult your life is. And especially your grandchild being threatened with vaccines is enough to push you over the edge. I'm so sorry about that. But anyway, she's like, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I got no place. Where do I go? Well, I just relocated my whole family, and now they introduced this bill to take away exemptions here. And of course, her children are vaccine damaged, and she can't afford to expose them to one more shot, you know? So I wrote to, I said, well, the science is all on our side. And I called Dr. Crawley and I said, we need a scientific exemption. She wrote one. And then, you know, so all I can say is you do the right thing. You do the conscientious thing and you pay a price. It is just unbelievable.
Well, do you know what's funny, actually? I have a conscientious objection for Jordan and Amber, made with the doctor at the time. So does that mean that the doctors were wrong? Like, you know, they signed it off. So how do they suddenly just, oh, no, we suddenly all change our minds all at once? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they actually, when a pass, we had it signed off with the doctor.
Christina England just wrote an article about you know, how the AMA is encouraging forced vaccination, except for their own members, you know. You know, the hypocrisy is profound.
It's David and Goliath battle. But David wins. Right.
Exactly. But there are a lot of us Davids out there, and every day there are more. I remember at one point, my husband had to take a trip for a business, so we went to a place I'd always wanted to visit, San Diego, and I remember sitting on the beach and looking up and seeing every star in the sky. It was fabulous. And he said, what are you thinking? And I said, by tomorrow, that's how many children will be autistic. We can't even get away from it on a place you've always wanted to visit. You're just where you want to be. You look up and you see a million stars and realize by tomorrow, that's how many more children will be autistic. It was just I realize you can't escape it. Once you know it, you can't escape it. Not even on the beach staring at the stars.
Well, that's going to be their tipping edge though, isn't it? It'd be the house of cards that tumble them down, because it's not going to be affordable. Ironically, I used to be a finance manager at Statewide Autistic Services, and it's definitely not going to be affordable. That was 2000, 99, 2000 odd. I went on maternity leave, so yeah, it came back. So we started out at 2 million funding, then 4 million, then 6 million, and that was like all those years ago. and look at the autistic rates now. It's just not going to be sustainable and economically, because parents have to stay home, and you know, something's going to give. That's pretty much going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
The infant mortality rate is worse than the autism rate. When I found that out, I kind of shifted gears. But honestly, we have all these hundreds of thousands of children to reverse the damage in, and all the good doctors are not paid through insurance. People who are already extended beyond extended because of their children's injuries can't afford something that their insurance doesn't cover. So I remember talking to an autism mother, and she was saying, my child would be recovered right now if I could afford it. You know,
it just sucks, and they shouldn't have had the damage to start with. That's where we need to stop it.
That's right. I'm all about prevention. I hear you. Totally get that. That's why Carly and I work so well together. She reversed 5,000 cases of autism. And I remember talking to a group who said they had 250,000 cases of autism among boys in their community. And I said, well, she will train people to reverse vaccine-induced disease. She will train you. And then you can go out into your own community and help, you know? No.
How does she do that? With the gut or?
Well, I don't know what she does. You know, I don't know. I'm just in prevention and she's in the other half. And often when I talk to parents, I said, I'm not just here to scare you. If your child is already damaged, call Dr. Carly, you know? Just please don't do nothing about it or think there is nothing that can be done. I was listening to Stephanie Seneff, and she was saying, Dr. Seneff, and everybody out there, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who says that 1 in 2 children will be autistic by 2032, she was saying there are only 2 things the allopathic or Western medicine has to offer, and both of them are psychiatric drugs. That's all they've got to offer.
Yeah.
And all the side effects that go along there.
Yeah, Ritalin. Well, I've been down the Ritalin path because I didn't know straight away that Adrian was killed, but, you know, started off with the vaccines. All I knew was I didn't do it. I knew Michael didn't do it. And sadly, I was vaccinating Hayden, my second son. And when I was starting to question it, that's when it was the 5-year-old one. And he's like, oh, no, he's fine. But yet, on the other hand, he's given me a letter that is his worst client on his books on Catapress and dexamphetamine at 4¾. And, yeah, sadly, you know, because I was in – when Adrian – I had Adrian, I was a 19-year-old young mum, and I listened to the people that I trusted. You know, I trusted them is the thing. I trusted that they actually really cared. And it sucks knowing that we're living in a world where they don't really care, but at least we're awake. Sometimes it's harder, but it's better being harder than just still being asleep.
Well, we are going to end our show there because I see Ken is typing me, which is telling me that we are concluding this time. So thank you very much, Tracy Jagger. You have been vulnerable to our audience, and I think they understand, as I do now, how serious your situation is. And I love you. I've loved you for a long time. You've been so wonderful. Oh,
I'm so silly
to speak with you. I've been waiting for this for 10 years. So I couldn't be more horrified at your reality, however, and the fact that you keep on keeping on in the face of it all makes you a hero of ginormous proportion.
Oh, thank you. Terimakasi, as they validate. Oh, suksama. Thank you. No, thank you. I'm ready to face things again. I have to, because it's been too hard just being feeling defeated. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to let people know what's happening, because it's hard just saying it over and over again. So I've got to reach an audience, and hopefully I don't have to be faced with them coming to get Jordan. And if I do, I hope I've got people behind me now.
Well, good. Good. Well, we are a community. Unfortunately, we're an immense community. Thank you for listening.
Good night. Thank you. Bye.
Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.